The song said, when I prayed through. Not just prayed, but when I prayed and got an answer. Got my help from the Lord. We appreciate everyone here today. Appreciate the Lord being here with us. We ask your prayers. The Lord will bless a little portion of His Word today. I'd like to read a verse of Scripture found in the second chapter of Genesis. Genesis 2 and 7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul." I'd like to talk a little bit this morning, by the help of the Lord, about soul rest. Any of us in here ever been tired? Kind of normal to this old human flesh. We get tired, don't we? We get weary, and we get weary with... When we're tired, we get a lot of things happen to us. We get irritable, impatient. We start feeling weak. And realizing that, isn't it wonderful that if when we're tired, if we go to bed, get some sleep and rest, how much better we feel after we've received the rest to our bodies? I want us to think about today. He said, "Man, he breathed in man the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Although God is very interested in our lives, I believe that, He's much more interested in our souls. He made us a twofold creature there. Gave us a body of flesh, and He gave us a living soul. What is the soul? We ask that question from time to time. Seems like sometimes folks kind of lose the understanding of what the soul is. The soul is the spiritual part of the person. It's the spiritual part of man. The soul is what gives animating life. It's the animating principle of life to each and every one of us. The soul gives you and I the ability as a person to feel things like kindness, like sympathy for others. It gives us our emotions. It gives us life. The soul is breath to you and I this morning. And you know, as I look upon the world today and I see people going here and there and everywhere, people seeking and searching, and some don't even know what they're seeking and searching for, I realize that there's a lot of unrest in our world today, and it doesn't have anything to do with tired bodies. But it has to do with souls that are not at rest. People that are not at peace. People that are not settled in their spirit, in their souls, and in their hearts. And I'm thankful today that God has made a plan through His Son, Jesus Christ, that you and I cannot just have rest to the body, which is a good thing, but we can have rest to our souls. A rest and a peace as the world is in turmoil and all the troubles and the things that are going on in our world today, I can still have a peace and a rest in my soul. Let happen whatever's going to happen. I can't change it. I can't do anything about it. But all I can do is take it to the Lord in prayer. But in the midst of it all, I can have peace in the time of trouble. I can have a rest in knowing that all is well between me and my God. And I'm thankful for that today. It only comes from one source. It comes from Jesus, doesn't it? We get our rest in Jesus Christ. I would like to consider a couple of different passages in the Old Testament before we move into the New Testament and speaking of rest. let's look at a scripture that's found in 2 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. Man has always sought rest. They've always sought it. Many have sought it and never found it. Some have sought it and found rest. But let's look at an Old Testament scripture here, and it's not really the crux of what we're talking about, but it gives us an idea. In the 14th chapter of 2 Chronicles, in the 2nd verse, and Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places, and he brake down the images and cut down the groves. And he commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment. Also he took away out of the cities of Judah the high places, the images, the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest. And he had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. I want us to notice that, you know, good kings came and bad kings came, and they came and they went. Asa was a good king. He was a king that wanted to do right before the Lord, and it says he tore down the groves, he tore down the high places, the places where they were worshiping images and idols of other gods and those things, and he straightened things up, and it said there he commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers. Where else are we going to get rest this morning if we don't seek God? If we don't know Him, have Him dwelling within us is the only way we're going to have this rest that we're talking about this morning. But it said here, even in his day, that he built the fenced cities, for the land had rest, and there was no war through the years, because the Lord had given him rest. The rest came from the Lord. Because he pleased God, because he wanted to do right before God. And he said he kept the commandments, and he wanted to do the will of God in his life. And God gave him rest, and therefore, because he was the king over Israel, he gave the entire Israel rest in those days, in the days of Asa the king, because he sought God. You know, I believe that's probably the crux of the problem this morning. People are not seeking God. They're seeking all kinds of things. They're seeking other things. They're seeking pleasure, aren't they? They're seeking the things to satisfy the flesh. Get up every morning and go about the day, and God gives them life and breath and all things. We see these people. We meet them all the time. Some of us, we have family and loved ones that don't even think about God through the day. And yet God is merciful to bless them and care for them. It is only the mercy of God that you and I are not consumed. Scripture says that. And He blesses each and every one of us every day. And I'm thankful for God this morning. He's the one that I want to keep ever present in my mind and in my heart and working in my life. Because that is what truly gives me the soul rest that I desire. We can have a rest today. There's a lot of scripture on rest. We won't get to them all. But I wanted to point out where Asa, he did the will of God. He kept the commandments of God, and God gave him rest in those days. They didn't always have rest. When they turned away from God, even after King Asa died, and turned away from God and sought back again the idols and of other gods and those things, they lost their rest in those days. Let's look at another scripture. It's found in Isaiah, the 32nd chapter. He prophesied a lot of the coming of Christ. Isaiah 32. And I'll begin reading in... I'm sorry. That's not the scripture I want. I'm sorry. Psalms, the 55th chapter. That's the scripture I want. Psalms 55. Forgive me, I'm human. Psalms 55 and 1. The writer says, "Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication." Here's a man that's crying out for God, realizing he's in need, and he's calling upon God. And he says, "Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise." I'm crying out now. I'm telling you, Lord, that there's something that I need. I'm struggling. Do you know people that are struggling? You know, we struggle with life. Life is not easy. It seems like there's lots of things that we do that should be easy, and we find them difficult to do. And there's trouble everywhere you look all around you. And he said here, attend to me, hear me, Lord. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy. Now listen to this. You have an enemy this morning? Yes, we have an enemy, don't we? As long as we'll be in this life, we're going to have an enemy. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. I've lived long enough to know that when you hear of things, read of things, see things that are around you that's got sin in it, that's vile and evil and wicked, and it comes against the very nature of your spirit, your soul. It causes your soul to be uneasy. It'll cause you to do that. You know, our soul needs rest just like the body does. Our soul, when it doesn't get the rest that it needs, when it doesn't get the aid from the Lord that it needs, there's things that happen to us. We can get troubled in our spirits because of the things that are around us. And that's where this fellow here is. My heart is sore pained within me. The terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. I heard in the Sunday school lesson this morning that you and I are living in the last days of time. I believe that. I believe the scripture points to that time that you and I are living in being fulfilled. Jesus Christ spoke much of it in the 24th chapter of Matthew. But there's many other scriptures that tell us of the times and the days we're living in. Look around us today. Watch the people. See what they're desiring. See what they're seeking after. Reminds me of a lion. You ever go to the zoo? We probably have all been to the zoo. And you go into I like to go into where the big cats are. And I've been to the zoo and seen the lion behind the glass there inside. And what is he doing? Most of the time, sometimes I've seen him just laying it. Most of the time he's pacing back and forth, back and forth. Looking out at the people as the people are looking in it. Just pacing back and forth, pacing back and forth. What happened to that lion? They took him out of his habitat. That wasn't where he was meant to live. That wasn't how he was meant to live. He was created, and he came from the jungle, didn't he? He came from the woods, and he was used to being free and being in the wild and hunting the way that he hunting and eating the way that he ate. But it was a whole different life for him now. Folks, that's what I see people today when they're cut off from God. When they're cut off from the Spirit of God, it said He breathed in us the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Folks, you and I are to be connected to God by our souls this morning. It is our spirit. There's a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. Folks, God gave us a spirit. He gave us a soul that He could speak to us, that He could talk to us, that He could minister to the very depths of the needs that we have. Not just the outward manifestation, but something deep within that God can come and live and dwell within us through His Son, Jesus Christ. What a beautiful plan that God had in this great salvation that we have today. So He's crying out. Just like I think about that lion so much and how that He's just walking back and forth. And I see people pacing and pacing and pacing. Sometimes in the past I've read where gasoline, I remember just a few years ago, the gasoline was $4 a gallon. Oh, people ain't going to be able to do this and they're not going to be able to do that. And I've been out there on that highway and it seemed like nobody stayed home. Highways are full of people. People got to go somewhere, got to do something. Because they're not satisfied. There's no rest. Where there's no rest, there's no peace. And where there's no peace, I'm always seeking for it. It's the nature of the man. for you and I to seek peace. Folks, you want to be happy, don't you? You want to be joyful. We want to be that way. It doesn't come through material things. It doesn't come from the world. It comes from God Himself. Man became a living soul. And I'm so grateful this morning for God's love and mercy and goodness to us. Not only did He give us a soul, folks, but His desire was to commune with us. His desire was to come down. When He made Adam and Eve in the garden, He came down in the cool of the day and He talked to them. He talked to them physically, I believe. But folks, He can talk to you and I through His Word, by His Spirit, in many different ways that He can talk to you and I today in order to comfort. How many of us need comfort? We all need comfort. From time to time, there's so much stress and distress in this life. There's so much out there to contend with. You and I have to deal with. What does that song say? How's that song go? It says, my peace not depending on my troubles relenting. I can have a peace. It doesn't depend. My troubles going away. You know, people all around us, they're all stressed out and they're all going here and there. And yet I can have a peace. My peace doesn't depend on you either. My peace doesn't depend on other people. You know, if I can just kind of throw this in here. In the past year, been married 46 years. You've all heard this saying, when mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. I got news for mama. I have a peace that doesn't depend on mama. Yes, I want things to be right in the home, and they should be. They should be right between husband and wife. But folks, what I'm trying to get across here is that in the midst of whatever it is that you're facing, in the midst of whatever, don't let anyone take your peace. Don't let anyone take your joy. This man cried out here, my heart is sore pain and the terrors of death are falling upon me. Fearfulness, trembling are come upon me. Horror hath overwhelmed. Boy, that's quite a picture, isn't it? I mean, he's in a desperate place. But what does he cry out? He said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. What was he wanting? All these things coming upon him. All these things coming against him. What did he want? He wanted rest. Oh, that I could get out of all of this. Get away from all of these things that are affecting me and influencing me. Folks, you and I are influenced in this life. Things that happen around us influence us, cause us to act different ways, cause us to do different things, cause us to go different places. And those kind, we have influences all around. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, that I might fly away and be at rest. That's what he was seeking. I'm thankful. Aren't you thankful for the rest today? I'm thankful for the rest that we get from God. A rest. What did the scripture say? A peace that passeth all understanding. I don't understand how you cannot be troubled by what's going on. I don't understand why you're not bothered by these kind of things. Because folks, I got a hope this morning that shines brighter than anything in this world. It shines clear over to the glory land. That's where my hope is, because my hope is in Jesus. It isn't in people. You know, some people get so offended by people. Let people trouble them. Let people bother them. Folks, I got to tell you this morning, you can't keep me from going to heaven. The only one that can keep me from doing that is me. If I let you trouble me, if I let you bother me, if I let you take my peace, but I thank God this morning that I got a peace that you can't take away from me. You didn't give it to me and you can't take it away because it came from God Himself. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away. One of these days we're going to fly away, saints. We're going to fly away. We can have a peace that leave all this world behind. Leave it all behind. We're all just a breath away from eternity, folks. One of these days, we're going to fly away and we're going to have eternal peace and rest then. Over there in God's glory. In God's heaven. Why is it heaven? Why is heaven called heaven? Because God is there. God's there, folks. That's why it's heaven. And God is there. And I want to be there in His presence to enjoy His peace forever. I'm getting a little taste of it here. We're getting a little taste of God's peace. That peace came into my heart and into my life the night that I bowed at an altar of prayer and gave my heart and life to God. Folks, He gave me something very, very special. He gave it, and no one can take it away. Oh, I thank God for it today, folks. I rejoice in what God has given me, and He's given many of you the same thing, hasn't He? Don't let nobody take it. Don't let the devil take it. It said here that he had an enemy because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. Folks, we hear a lot of things today. We know there's a lot of evil going on. There's a lot of evil people out there. We know there's a lot of destruction. We know there's a lot of death. We know people are caught up with a lot of habits and things that are destroying their life. We know that. We don't have to let that affect us. But yet that soul that we have sympathy for them. We have concern for them, see? We have compassion for them. Bible says it's not His will that any should perish. And none of us want to see anybody be lost. We talk about tragedy sometimes, and we've heard of a lot of tragedies in our world. People dying by the masses and earthquakes and all these kind of things. But folks, the greatest tragedy of all is a soul that goes out of this world into eternity unprepared to meet God. A soul without peace. You don't find peace here, you won't find it over there, folks. You won't find it in eternity. You've got to find peace right here. Now let's look at a New Testament scripture or two. You bear with me a little bit. Over here in Hebrews, the fourth chapter. Some of you might have already guessed that I'd probably go over there for a little bit. The third and the fourth chapter of Hebrews talks to us about the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. It talks about the time they had come out of bondage. And Moses had led them into the wilderness land. And it was a very unrestful time. It was a time of consternation. It was a time of mumbling and groaning and complaining and whining. It was a time when people weren't satisfied just with the way everything was being done. You know the story of the children of Israel over there in the wilderness time. But I think I want to pick it up here. In the 15th verse of the third chapter of Hebrews, I'll probably skip around a little bit. While it is said today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. He's talking about the time the children of Israel were in the wilderness. For some, when they heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? But to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Do you know, you can't have this rest unless you believe in Jesus. You can't have this rest unless you accept Him as your Lord and Savior. You can't have it. It said here that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Now let's go right on to the next chapter. Let you and I now, therefore fear lest a promise being left of us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. I've seen people down through the years start out living for the Lord. I've seen them get in a trial, get in a test, or they get tempted with things that the enemy wants to tempt them from the past and tempt them with the world, and I've seen them give up and go back. Folks, we've got to go on. We got to go on. And each one of us individually have that responsibility. I can't do it for you, you can't do it for me. But he said, let us therefore fear. Now he put a fear on this, lest a promise being left of us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. I don't want to come short. I thank God. He's given us everything we need, folks. Now listen to this. For unto us, this is the gospel day. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You know, the gospel's still going forth today. The truth is still being preached. There's not very many want it. People go to church today to be entertained. They want to hear the band. They want to hear the music. They want to be entertained. Folks, that's not what church was meant to be. It wasn't meant to be entertaining. It was meant to reach out and edify the soul of a man. He breathed in him the breath of life and man became a living soul. And church was meant, the gathering of God's people together and the worship to God was reading out of the Word and praying and singing songs of praise to God. And it was meant to edify the soul of man. Loud music doesn't edify the soul, folks. It doesn't do it. But God meant to satisfy and edify the soul of man. You know, you really can't get a hold of this unless you're hungry. Unless you're hungry. He that hungereth and thirst after righteousness. Do you want to be entertained or do you want righteousness? You want God's righteousness in your soul. Folks, that's where the rest is. That's where the rest is. It's when you get His love in your heart. And when you get His righteousness dwelling within you, that's where the rest is. That's where the peace is. It comes from God Himself. But they did not; it didn't profit them not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Oh, I'm so glad when I heard, I believed. We've got to have faith. We've got to have faith to believe this, saints. And I want to tell you that you'll reap so many wonderful benefits by believing. By accepting Jesus. For we which have believed, there He is, do enter into His rest. That's how we get in there. That's how we get the rest. As He said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For He spake of a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all the work. Folks, we have rest today because God completed the plan of salvation. He completed it all for you and I. What you and I have, people talk about worshiping God and praising God. You and I don't have anything. In this old fleshly body, we don't have anything to worship God with. No. Oh, the Bible says lift up holy hands. Folks, we can't lift up holy hands until we have Him. We have His Spirit within us. Then, whenever we have accepted, we believed and have His Spirit within us, then we can sing praises and lift up holy hands. Because we have His Spirit speaking to our spirit. And we can glorify God that way. But everything that you and I have this morning to worship God with, it came from Him. It came from Him. And I'm grateful for it today. Seeing therefore, verse 6, it remaineth that some must enter in, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. There's that unbelief again. Again He limiteth a certain day, saying in David today, after so long a time, as it is said today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Now, I want to give a little caution to us. caution to every one of us, myself included, keep your heart tender. His word says, a broken and a contrite heart He will never refuse. Keep your heart tender. Don't harden your heart against anything from God. Don't resist anything that the Spirit wants to give you, that the Spirit wants to do. Don't harden your heart. They harden their hearts. We all know, what was it, 20 years old, the age of 20 years and upward? God was so angry with them that they all died out there in the wilderness. A little 3.5-day journey through the wilderness over into the land of Canaan, but because of the murmuring and complaining and the unbelief, wanting to go back to the leeks and the garlics in Egypt and worshiping golden calves and all those kind of things, God destroyed them because of their unbelief. There was another generation came up that went over to Canaan land. But God kept His promise, didn't He? Do you know God will keep His promise? God's promised us some things. Even though there are some that won't believe, even though there's some that won't accept it, folks, there's a rest. As it says down here a few verses later, there's a rest to the people of God. It isn't for the world. It isn't for everyone because they don't believe. They don't accept. Those that were 20 years old and upward, they didn't make it to the promised land. They didn't get over into the land of Canaan. It was another generation that made it over there in the land of Canaan. The land that was supposed to be, that was given to them, the land of peace. The land of their rest. I'm grateful this morning that God has given you and I a land of rest. Don't harden your hearts. Keep your heart tender. Keep it pliable. As the Lord speaks to you, as He shows you the way, Lord, help you and I. Lord, let's be like Mary. We just celebrated at Christmas time. You know, the angel came and told her the things that was going to happen. And what did she say? Can we say this in our hearts this morning? She said, let it be so. Let it be done even as you have said unto me. Can we say, Lord, let it be done. Have your way. Work your will in my life. I want your peace and I want your joy. Oh, it isn't something that's probably going to satisfy a lot of this old flesh. It isn't something that's going to lift me up, make me popular and all those kind of things. But folks, it is an inward peace. And an inward joy. And a rest I can have regardless of what everybody else does. I want us all to go. I want us all to go to heaven. But I gotta make it. As you've heard before, I'm desperate to get there. I gotta make it. Oh, He said here, if Jesus had given them rest, then would He not afterward have spoken of another day? Thank God for another day. There remaineth therefore rest to the people of God. Thank the Lord for the rest this morning. A rest that is obtained by just believing. Just believing. If I just believe and I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But you and I, we need to learn. Some of us kind of hard-headed sometimes. I've been that way down through the years. We need to learn from others. Keep our heart soft and keep our heart open to the Spirit of God. Teaching us, leading us, guiding us. It is the Spirit of God, isn't it? His Spirit. The Bible says, Jesus said it was the Spirit of truth. Folks, the Spirit will manifest. You know how the Spirit manifests Himself in people? Through anointing. Anointing. Been thinking about anointing some lately. Folks, when you can see God there, you know that's the Spirit. When you can feel God there, you know that's the Spirit. Because He won't anoint and He won't bless false teaching, false doctrines, or anything that is not of Him. He won't bless it. He won't anoint it. He won't bless it. He won't put His approval on it. But oh, when He puts His approval on it, He can put His approval right on your life. Right on your heart, folks. And bless everything you do as long as you bless God. Lord, let it be so, even as You have said unto me. Folks, I want to tell you, when you deal with God that way, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be anointed. Mary was anointed. You know how great Mary's anointing was? When she went over to visit her cousin Elizabeth, and she walked in and she saluted Elizabeth, or Elizabeth saluted her, it said the babe leaped in Elizabeth's womb. And from that time forward, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. You see what that can do? Your anointing can have an effect on others. Your life can have an effect on others, folks. But if you're seeking out after all the pleasures and all the things to satisfy, I learned a long time ago, I had a lot of things. I had boats and I had this and I had that. And folks, none of them ever gave me the peace that I am enjoying in my soul this morning. None of them. Some of them disturbed my peace, but they never gave me this peace that I'm talking about. He that is entered into His rest, He also has ceased from His own works, as God did from His. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. When He says labor, we're not going to get to heaven. We're not going to work our way to heaven. We're not going to get to works is part of our faith, yes. But you can't work your way to heaven. If I don't have much money and I leave here and I want to head to California, I might be able to stop along the way and get a job, get enough money to get some more, to get a little bit farther. I can work my way to California, but I can't work my way to heaven. But I can have peace and joy. Let us labor to enter into that rest. Why do I have to labor? Because we have an enemy. Because we have all the influences out there. Because it's always being contested. The enemy not satisfied with you having soul rest. But I'm thankful this morning that God is. And that He has given it and designed it for you and I. Matthew, very familiar scripture. Matthew, the 11th chapter. You probably know what we're going to read. 11 and 28, is it? Come unto me. Folks, the invitation is there, isn't it? Now, he didn't single out any particular individual. He's talking to all. He's talking to all mankind. He's talking to the sinner. He's talking to the penitent. He's talking to the saint. He's talking to those that love Him. He's talking to every one of us. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. How many of us have ever been heavy laden? Some of us are right now. We got a lot of sorrows. We got a lot of pain in our hearts. But Jesus said, come. Isn't that what He told Peter? When Peter saw Him out there walking on the water, Lord, if it's You, bid me come. And Jesus said, come. Peter was the only one that was brave enough to get out of the boat. But he got out of the boat, didn't he? And he started walking towards Jesus. And his only fault was to take his eyes off of Jesus and look at all the things that were surrounding him. Looking at the tossing waves and looking all. But he did. He got out of the boat and he came. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor. I'm old enough to know what labor is. And I know I'm old enough to know and had enough experience to know what being heavy laden is. But when He said, come, He said, I will give you rest. Oh, don't you just love. You know, last night, I don't know if it was because of the holidays or what it was, and my wife had just had the TIA, and she couldn't hardly hold her head up. She was so tired, and it was 9 o'clock. And I said, "Let's go to bed." I was tired too. You get tired? I'll tell you what, if you don't get real good and tired, you're not old enough yet. When you get older, you'll get good and tired. And you'll get weary with the way. She said, "I'm afraid we'll go to bed at 9 o'clock. The phone will ring." I said, "I'll just ask the Lord not to let the phone ring." You know what? It didn't. If it did, I didn't hear it. Tired, weary. I said, "How you feel this morning?" I feel a lot better. You know, that's how I felt after I got up from an altar of prayer. After I give the Lord all my bag of trash and that old life that I once lived, that's how I felt when I got up from that. I felt a lot better. A lot lighter. The load was gone. "All ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest." Every one of us can testify this morning that you took a bag of trash to that altar and said, "Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me, Lord, of my sin. Come into my heart and life." What did you get in return, folks? It's a no-brainer. You gave up all that heartache, all that stuff you were carrying around, and He gave you something that no one else can give you. Peace. Rest. The Scripture says there is a rest to the people of God. Don't take it for granted, saints, because God made us a living soul. And He give you that rest. Don't take it for granted. Guard it. Protect it. Defend it. Labor, as we just read. Then He said, "Take my yoke upon you." Well, I tell you, Lord, sometimes I just don't understand where you're coming from. You talk about giving me rest, and now you're saying, "Take a yoke. Come under the burden. Take my yoke upon me, upon you, and learn of me." Folks, His yoke is easy, and His burden is light. How many of us find that to be so? His yoke is easy, and His burden is light. "I'm meek and lowly in heart," He said, "and ye shall find rest." You will find it. Oh, I love the gospel. I love the word of God. It's positive. Oh, you might find it. No, you seek God and you give Him all your heart and your life, and you will find it. You will find it. That's a promise that we have from God. "I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest into your souls." I was yoked up with the enemy for a lot of years. And I saw him do things with me, cause me to do some foolish, stupid things. And no doubt he was just sitting back laughing at me. And the yoke of the bondage that I had with the enemy, it caused me to do things that's affected my body. Even unto the day, it's caused me to do things that's wore out my body. But folks, I've found yoking up with Christ is nothing but pure pleasure and pure peace, pure glory. Yoking up with Christ. And then He said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Oh, I found it to be so. His yoke is easy and His burden is light. We have a song in our book that says His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Oh, I thank God for that today. We're all invited to come. You know, another thing about this yoking up with Christ, you can trust Him. He has nothing but good intentions for your life. Nothing but good intentions. His motives are pure for you. You can trust Him. He has a great concern for all people, for all men. That's why He didn't just say, you know, I remember in my younger years and younger ministry, I used to use this scripture a lot to preach to the sinners. Saints, this is all of us. If you live in this life, you got burdens. And you got labors. And you got trials. And you got tests. And you're going to be tempted to do things that you know that you shouldn't do. You're going to be tempted that way, aren't we? But He said, come unto Me, all of you. He can take care of all of us, folks. He knows just what we need. And He knows how to supply those needs. I'm so grateful for that today. He knows how to supply those needs. I have one more scripture that I'd like to leave with us. And it's found back over here in Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. Jeremiah 6, and I think it's verse 16. 6 and 16. Thus saith the Lord. Now here's some wise counsel that Jeremiah gives us here. 6 and 16 says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? People aren't asking for the old paths anymore. We live in a new time, a new age, a new generation, new thinking. Everything's new today. Folks, I don't want the new things today. You know, I've always found that when you first get a pair of shoes, they hurt your feet pretty bad until you get them broke in. Then after you get them broke in, they feel real good on your feet. Folks, there's been those that have walked this way before you and I. Those that have proven the old paths. Those that have proven holiness. Those that have proven righteousness in their lives. Those that have trusted God through thick and thin. Those are the ones I want to follow. Those are the paths that I want to take. He said, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find what? Rest. Saints, I want to exhort you this morning. Encourage you. Stay in the old paths. Don't look for something new. What did Jesus say that in these days that they would say Christ is over here? He's up in the mountains. Christ is over here in the desert. Christ is all over the place. Stay in the old paths. Stay with what's been proven. Stay with what's been true. And Jeremiah says, and ye shall find rest for your souls. What is it that you want this morning? I want rest. You can't buy it with money. Some of you remember who was that man years ago that was a billionaire, eccentric billionaire that flew, that made the plane to the Howard Hughes. Back way back in the 50s, I think, is when he was. Billionaire. He said he'd give half of his fortune for peace. For a little peace. That's how much. That's the value he put on it. But you can't buy it with money. You can't buy it with money, folks. Oh, he said that I had wings like a dove that I might fly away and be at rest. This comes from the God that created you and I and breathed in us the breath of life and gave us a living soul. I thank God for His plan this morning. Thank God for the rest that is given to His people. Amen.